Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rainey Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. Before we talk to Dr. Young, I want to remind you that if you have missed any previous programs or if you'd like to listen to today's program again, you can go to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com. There's a menu button on the website, and it says Rainey's Radio Show. Click on that, and you'll come up with all the shows that we've done since I've been doing the radio show a year and a half ago, and they're listed by topic, and then you can click on each one that might interest you, and I hope that you enjoy that. So, Dr. Young, thank you so much for joining us. I want to give you a little introduction. Dr. Young is a homeopathic veterinarian who is nationally known as a practitioner, lecturer, teacher, and author. Dr. Young has over 5 decades of experience as a clinician, researcher, and instructor. He resides in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and conducts a very busy consultation practice and speaking schedule. We spoke last week about dogs that suffer from digestive problems and allergies and what may cause those issues. I had asked Dr. Young to continue speaking on this subject today, and he's generously agreed. So welcome, Dr. Young. It's so nice to have you back.
Well, thank you very, very much, Rainey. I've been looking forward to this because there's a lot of stuff to know about that isn't talked about instigated in everyday practice.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you want to be able to get the best results with whatever you're doing with your pets medically, and at the same time, you also want to make sure that the amount of money which you're spending is valuable and not just money thrown out the window.
Right.
So there's a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very, very happy to get involved. I must say, I wanted to talk about too, but I'll talk about anything, you know, except politics. And it was about detoxification.
Okay.
Detoxing the body. Now there was one thing I think that's important. You know, you hear an awful lot about antioxidants, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I thought I would clear that up, because it's kind of a, you know, it's a word. Nobody knows what it means.
Okay.
Now, you see, we all live in a very toxic environment. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter where we live or how careful we are, we can't avoid environmental toxins.
Okay.
I mean, they're in the air we breathe, and the food we eat, the water we drink, and it's all over the planet. And also to worry about now using pesticides, you know, in the home,
mm-hmm.
particularly this time of year,
right?
When you want to get rid of all of the little fellas that are trying to eradicate the human race.
Yeah.
And so I would talk about free radicals. What are free radicals? They're the thing that gets us into trouble. You know, when you cut an apple in half.
Yes.
Put it on the sideboard and then it turns brown.
Right.
That's oxidation.
I see.
That's what happens in the body. That's that's caused by the free radicals that are released when you cut the apple and you expose it to the air.
Mm-hmm.
So the free radicals are produced when our cells create energy. And when we are exposed to pollutants or toxins such as cigarette smoke, alcohol, pesticides. Now, if that's allowed to go unquenched,
mm-hmm.
free radicals can cause damage to the body's cells.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, this is animal and human, you know.
Sure.
The cells that line the arteries, the fat cells in the blood, the immune cells, and so on, can all be affected by free radicals. And because of this, free radical damage, now that's the oxidation we're talking about, free radical damage,
okay.
has been linked to the formation of every degenerative disease known, from cancer, cardiovascular disease, cataracts, and aging itself.
Wow.
Now, their free radicals are unstable. They're formed in the body during normal metabolism or exposure to environmental toxins such as air, food, and water pollution.
Right.
And free radicals help our bodies to generate energy and fight infection. But when we have too many free radicals, they attack healthy cells, causing them to age prematurely.
I see.
Such as the action of rust. As an example, we can see a piece of metal sitting out in the backyard.
Right.
And it gradually goes from nice to rust, okay?
Right.
So I thought it was important to know that these, when people talk about oxidation and antioxidants, big thing, antioxidants, you know.
Right.
You have to have some sense of what it's about.
Okay.
And of course, this is going on all the time,
mm-hmm.
all day long, right. all night long, whether mm-hmm. you're breathing, when you're breathing, and the animals, of course, are right there with us. So I thought that you, that would be a good thing to clear up.
Well, I certainly agree. So.
Now, here's the thing. Ordinarily, and I remember when I was in practice, doing the regular stuff, detoxing animals wasn't even talked about. There was a thing that I came in contact with a number of years ago called homotoxicology, which is a combination of addressing the toxins in the body using homeopathic medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the homotoxicology it's in the actually in the control, we'll say this, so to speak, or in the vernacular of a company that comes from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Called HEEL, H-E-E-L. That would be an interesting thing for people to Google.
Okay.
And to take a look at what HEEL does, and they do. They explain the whole thing. And so people get a sense that when you take your animal who is sick into a hospital to be worked with, one of the things that I feel that everybody should ask is, are we going to detox this animal while we're in the process of healing, while we're in the process of getting Charlie better, type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Detoxing involves really clearing up the liver, which is the main detoxing organ in the body anyway. But in the liver, you have to address. You can do a simple detox by just using some liver supplements
to
enhance the function of the liver.
Okay.
As well as the kidneys, too, because the kidneys and the liver are the ones that get rid of most of this stuff. So it's important, too, because what happens is that these toxins that we come across in the environment, if they're not taken care of, they'll be stored in what is known as the matrix. And what is the matrix? Don't have to make this into a big deal. You know, this is not a federal case.
Okay.
Matrix is M-A-T-R-I-X.
Right.
And it's all that part of the body that's outside of the cells that carries all the body fluids and things.
Okay.
So it's, everything hangs in it, so to speak.
Okay.
But what happens is these toxins will eventually be stored in the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not taken care of,
mm-hmm.
and they will stay there, and they will be a problem forever.
Okay.
And it's going to forget. It's a thing that people really don't notice. It's that sort of thing that's there going on every day. Small little things that don't go right.
Right.
As a result of the body being toxic.
I see.
So that is something I think, and I'm going to tell you this loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to a veterinarian and you've got a sick animal, ask them about the importance of detoxing.
Dr. Young, do you think that if any of us go to our allopathic vets, our traditional vets that we visit all the time, and we mention the word detox, aren't they going to look at us like, what the heck is that?
Let them look. But better yet, let them look it up and find out. Give them something to think about that you have been on your own, you've been looking into the effect of environmental toxins,
mm-hmm.
you know, the flea powder and all that stuff, you know, and the flea collars, that's
right.
Toxic, isn't it? Of course it is.
Yeah.
But look, have them learn something about the importance of detoxing, of getting rid of these toxic elements
mm-hmm.
from the body so that the animal can heal more quickly and more completely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, what you're doing is you're challenging the the traditional way of looking at things.
I see.
But it's like, you know, it's like the animal that's been in the hospital, the old animal that's been in the hospital. And then he goes home. And he goes home with his whatever regular food he's eating. But don't forget, his body has been stressed out of its gourd.
Yeah.
Its ability to handle everyday things, mm-hmm. like detoxing, the body will do that.
Mm-hmm.
The body, there's a regulatory function in the body that that allows it to detox itself.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the body is sick, and when things aren't, you know, the way they should be, detoxification becomes an issue.
Okay.
In other words, it's something that's not being addressed.
So all of these,
that's something that you, I'm telling you, this is so important, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like these toxins, they come in, the absorption of these toxins, they come in through your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Absorption of gases and compounds, small particles.
Mm-hmm.
Come in through the pores of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Come in through the GI tract, you know. Now, I'll tell you something. The toxins, they get in the way of the immune system doing its job.
Right.
And if the matrix, now we talked about the matrix, M-A-T-R-I-X, nobody's amazed, nobody out there in radio land is getting confused now.
Right.
If the matrix is polluted, the immune system will not function properly.
So we then see a lot of digestion issues. We see allergy issues. We see chronic health problems. And
absolutely.
It's because of all these toxins.
Yes. Now, that's one of the reasons, you see, why most of the allergic responses. Now, this is going to be very interesting, I think, to a lot of people.
Okay.
Most of the problems with allergies begin in the small intestine.
Is that right?
Yes. So what are the first thing that I do is to make sure that the small intestine gets healed, because most of the small intestine are in trouble from the standpoint that the cells of the lining of the small intestine, by virtue of the fact that they're not the way they should be, they are spread apart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's spaces between the cells. So when these toxins and in the environment and in the food and all the things that we discussed come into the body, they leak through the cells that are not tight together. So I use a product that creates a situation where the small intestine will result in the cells closing up,
mm-hmm.
so that they close those leaky spaces. Now, there's a thing in veterinary medicine called leaky gut syndrome.
I've heard of that.
Sure. Well, that's what they're talking about. The fact that the gut does not protect the body the way it can.
I see.
It's not like it isn't there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to adjust to the fact that the environment that we live in creates a lot of problems for us. Simple thing, like, now you take, for instance, like the thyroid gland.
Yes.
The adrenal gland.
Right.
These glands, these hormonal glands, these endocrine glands, they call them, are very much overlooked when they seem to be normal. But they're not necessarily normal. They're like borderline. And I have found that when I address the issue by giving these animals, I take care of the small intestine, and I make sure that they may have, I give them some adrenal support, I give them some thyroid support. These are not drugs.
Mm-hmm.
These are supplements which help those organs to function properly. It takes the load off of them.
I see.
Now you see, and they're silently sitting there all day long doing little bad things, and yet they're not, it's not bad enough to create a whole bunch of chemical figures that they can find in the laboratory.
Right.
Support the thyroid, support the adrenal, heal and help out the intestine protect itself. I do that all before I start treating them.
Mm-hmm. So in the process of detoxing a dog, what does the dog go through?
No,
does the dog go through nothing?
Nope, it's no big deal.
Really?
You can detox by it's an interesting thing that, in a way, illness itself is a way of detoxifying the system. Now, that's strange to say.
It's interesting.
But at the same time, illness brings about the body's alarm system goes off.
Right.
And the body starts to function as well as it can to clean up its act. Mm. And then, so, in a sense, illness can be a way of helping the body. But the illness is the body telling you something's wrong.
Yeah.
Illness is not necessarily the disease. The illness that you see is a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the body saying, help.
And so, you as a homeopathic doctor would treat the entire dog to really cure the dog, not just treat the symptoms.
Ah, yes. You know, and I'll tell you something, poor detoxification leads to increased inflammation, and that leads to a decreased immune system. You cannot be healthy. You cannot be healthy unless your immune system is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
When your immune system is healthy and protecting you, you can experience a much better quality of life without all these little things.
Right.
And that's the thing that got me all those years ago, back in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
All those years ago, 21 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
When I recognized the fact that animals were not staying well. They'd come into the office, give them all kinds of medication, and send them home, and everybody was happy.
Right.
6 months later, something else was up.
Yeah.
It might be the same thing, or the same thing, but worse, or a little ramification of the same thing.
Right.
Brought on by such things as emotional toxins. Don't forget, when there's emotion going on, there are toxins being produced in the body.
So dogs with separation anxiety or aggression issues?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. It's a thing that the public has to demand that the doctors take into consideration that no matter what goes on, they got to take into consideration the detoxification of the whole body and toto.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
that's interesting.
It's important. Now, relative to these these allergies and stuff, what happens? You know, first of all, let's get to the DNA of dogs and cats too, for that matter.
Sure.
The DNA does not say kibble. The DNA does not say dry food.
Mm-hmm.
The DNA says meat,
mm-hmm.
fish, poultry.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, these animals, and particularly the cat, they're carnivores.
Right.
They don't. I tell you, you take all the, cats, for instance, they get 70% of their moisture from their food.
Mm.
70%.
Wow.
So what do you think what they're getting when they're eating dry food all the time? Dry food that you get at the store has 10% moisture.
Mm. That's not much.
These animals are wandering around, borderline dehydrated.
Mm.
And in pussycats, when you get dehydration all the time like that, you're going to end up with bladder troubles. How often have you heard that, Renee?
A lot.
You've heard about blocked up male cats.
Yeah.
Female cats having trouble urinating, straining all the time. They don't get blocked up because they're built different than the guys.
Right.
But, it's this this constant back and forth of the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always getting antibiotics.
Yeah.
And the antibiotics, these are not infections. What do the antibiotics do? It was one of the questions I think you sent me, you asked about antibiotics being a big deal in intestinal health.
Right.
Well, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They go in there and they kill off the good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
They get a condition called dysbiosis. D-Y-S-B-I-O-S-I-S. Dysbiosis.
Mm-hmm.
Bio stands for life, right?
Right.
And dis, you know what it is to dis somebody. So dysbiosis means it's against life.
Okay.
And the life that we're talking about is the bacteria that make up the flora that helps the body another, and you were right. The antibiotics do create a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the problems, for sure, but enough that I know, and I've noticed over the years, this constant one antibiotic after another antibiotic after another antibiotic,
mm-hmm.
and yet there isn't any infection involved even.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So,
I agree. I mean, this is fascinating. So as we talk about this, then, you know, we have to realize that things that we do within our own home can be actually killing our dogs. Like, sometimes I'll go into a home, and as soon as I step inside, I smell the fumes of cigarette smoke. So I know that many people still smoke.
People don't realize it, but the cigarette, I tell everybody who I take care of their animals,
mm-hmm.
I say, do you smoke?
Right.
And they'll say yes. I say, well, if you want me to help you out,
you gotta quit smoking.
It.
Sure.
You can even have it. Don't forget, if you smoke outside of the house, you can have it in your clothes.
Right. In your hair.
Why do you suppose New York City just passed a law that nobody can smoke in that town?
Mm-hmm.
For that simple reason.
Yeah.
That secondary smoke is worse than primary smoke.
Right.
So that's something that has to be addressed.
Yeah.
Get rid of the toxins in the environment.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So I think we talked about the fact that animals are under a lot of stress.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. And now I have a case that just came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Of a little Yorkie.
Yes.
Who was bought at a, excuse the expression, pet shop.
Right.
And, I mean, anybody who buys a pet at a pet shop is asking for trouble.
Yep, unfortunately.
Because of all these puppy farms and things like that. Anyway, so this little dog was purchased by this lady. She fell in love with it, and it was sick.
Yep.
It was as sick as a dog.
It
had everything known to mankind.
Yeah.
Well, she nursed. That woman was terrific.
Yeah.
She nursed that little devil back to north, back to a decent life.
Right.
And in the process of doing so, the dog became absolutely dependent on the presence of that owner in the house.
Right.
In other words, the woman couldn't even go to work.
Right.
It got to the point that she couldn't even have any social life because this dog would go mad.
Mm.
It would scream and yell and holler. And she loved it to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in bed with her all the time.
Right.
So now, I've been presented with that case.
Good.
And I'm going to have to, it just happened, I want to be discussing with her next week.
Good.
So the question is, this has got to be addressed because stress will create all sorts of problems for this young dog.
Right.
Including cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face that.
Yeah.
Cancer's a big deal
mm-hmm.
when it comes to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, the woman's life is upside down.
Sure.
So it's an interesting case. I thought about you because of your work,
yeah.
What you do with it, you know, behavior.
Sure. Yeah.
So anyway, that's why nutrition is so important in the animals. Now, I remember I discussed last week that the people, in order to feed these animals properly, to avoid these allergies, to make sure that they're getting the proper amount of this, that, and the other as far as nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned a couple of books they could get a hold of.
Right.
And I certainly hope they're doing it. The one by Dr. Pitcairn.
Mm-hmm.
And the one by Anitra Frazier for cats.
Okay.
So, now, the thing about the overall care of a dog, a cat,
mm-hmm.
a horse, for that matter,
mm-hmm.
involves an environment that is positive. These animals soak up negative energy like it was a sponge. And everybody wonders, how come we keep changing the diet, and he's better for a little while, and then he's bad again?
Mm-hmm.
Or she, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Both. And it's because, very often, it's because the environment never improved.
There you go.
Everybody's always yelling, screaming, and fighting, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Dysfunctional family life.
Absolutely. You know, this country's got enough dysfunctional families to populate another planet. Exactly.
All right.
So anyway, now you had some questions that you wanted to ask me.
Well, we only have a very short time, so I truly think that we can save these questions for our next interview. And I wanted to make an announcement, Dr. Young, that you are going to be the vet for Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm very pleased to make that announcement, and I thank you so much. And also to announce that you're going to be the guest speaker on our radio program for the first Thursday of every month, right?
Yes.
And so that to remind people that our program is on WNJC 1360 AM every Thursday morning, usually from 10 to 10:30. So don't think our show ends at 11 because normally it doesn't. We're from 10 to 10:30, and Dr. Young is going to be a permanent member of this wonderful show, and I am so grateful. Dr. Young, we only have a couple minutes. Can you give out your information once again? Because I think as you begin to talk on a regular basis, people are going to start really listening, and your phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
Well, one of the things is this. I do have a website.
Okay.
Homeopathyanimals.com. And on it, it has a section of it where you can ask questions.
Wonderful.
So they can type in the questions, and I'll see that they get handled.
Okay.
So that's number one. So that's homeopathyanimals.com. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then, of course, my email, which I love my email.
I love your email, too.
DocAppleseed at Comcast.net.
Okay.
And the number that at my office is 856-437-6524. And I think it would be a nice thing, too. You might want to also send in some questions and comment to Reenie.
That's it. That's
and
good.
And then we'll have a handle on it, and we will answer anything that you ask.
That's great. So I offer everybody to email me directly if you want at Reenie, R-E-N-E-E, at jerseydogtrainer.com. If you have a question for Dr. Young, I will accumulate these emails, and then the next time he comes on, which will be the first Thursday of August, we will start asking these questions of the good doctor here. So I can't thank you enough. You've been wonderful. You're fascinating to listen to. I also want to let everybody know that I'm using you also because I have a little dog with digestive issues. Guess
what?
Who's
the cutest little dog around? And his name is Hoffman.
Hoffman, that's right.
That's very.
So thank you, Dr. Young, and I want to thank all of my listeners. We are out of time, and I hope you'll join us next week from 10 to 10:30 on 1360 AM. Have a great week, everyone. Take your dogs out for a walk when it gets cooler.